Will you please pray with me? Loving God, we celebrate you. We celebrate you in the moments of joy and the moments when it all feels complicated. God, we ask that you be with our hearts as we keep them open to you and your spirit and your wisdom. Amen. There's a lot of rainbows in here. Anyone else notice? Maybe one or two? That's right. It is Pride Month, as we know. And that is not always a simple thing, Pride Month. We know that sometimes it can be a little hard to find that sense of pride in ourselves. Sometimes it can be hard to decide to go out there and put ourselves out there and say, this is who I am, and even harder to follow that with, and I am proud of who I am. And of course, such an enormous tragedy happened during Pride Month 3 years ago that it has forever changed how we do this celebration called Pride. Yes, we still have the parties and the parades and the street festivals and all of these things. But what happened on that day, what happened at the Pulse nightclub, is carried with us every June. For many people, this day split their lives so that there was a time before Pulse and a time after. And for some, they just went on, grieved quickly, and moved forward. Others are still in the depths of grief. And wherever you are with that, you are okay. You are enough. And it is Father's Day, which is also complicated, because many people do not have good relationships with their fathers. There are many people who are fathers and haven't been allowed or able or even maybe willing to see their own children for a long time. So many people carry the burden of grief and sadness and complication as we talk about Father's Day that it might even make it too hard to come to church. And maybe if you are one of the people that carries deep sadness around Father's Day, it might be hard for you to be sitting here right now or watching at home. Because Father's Day is complicated. But one of the things that makes it complicated is that there's a lot of us that find it really joyful. You know? And I recognize that it's hard to have the people around you celebrating if you really miss your dad and he's not with you anymore. It's hard. So now this is also in the liturgical calendar, the big calendar that tells us how to do church. This is called Trinitarian Sunday, because why not, on a day that we are dealing with all kinds of complication, throw in a Sunday that's about the Trinity? Certainly the easiest thing to understand in Christian theology, right? The Trinity? It's complicated. And yes, you can say, you know, it's the Creator, the Son, the Holy Spirit, that's the Trinity. But, you know, this is why I joke that I went to seminary so I wouldn't have to take math class, because I knew that I would learn that 3 = 1, and that was the only math class I would have to take. So, all of these complicated things, here we are on this gorgeous June morning. Last week we spoke about the advocate, that bonus points if you remember the Greek word, paraclete. Good job. The advocate that is sent by Jesus to be with Christ's people. In some translations, it's advocate, and in others, it's companion. Either way, this companion, this Spirit, this Holy Spirit, is with us, showing us the way to wisdom. And also, think about in your lives when you have either been an advocate for someone or needed an advocate. Maybe you had a medical procedure and you were scared and someone came with you to make sure that you got all the right information and took care of you. Maybe you were struggling with something in your life. Maybe you were becoming a U.S. citizen and needed someone to come along and help you with that. All the ways that you become an advocate for others or you receive that advocacy. These are little glimpses of the Holy Spirit. God sent this advocate, this companion to us. And no matter what complicated thing you are struggling with today, you have this companion with you. In Proverbs, we heard about wisdom. Wisdom as this same spirit. I love to imagine this spirit of God that was sent to us as the master of crafts. You all know how I love crafts. The master of crafts, frolicking joyfully and delighting in us. It's hard to remember that the Spirit of God can frolic joyfully and delight in us. When we are tired, when we are overwhelmed, when we are struggling because maybe we don't like that it's Father's Day, or we're deeply grieving Pulse, if we're feeling overwhelmed in our lives, watching people celebrate Pride and feeling not very proud, it's easy to forget that this Spirit is delighting in us. In the gospel message we heard today, we heard Jesus talk about a truth that we could not hold, we could not handle in that moment. Can you think of times that there have been truths in your life that you just did not want to bear? The advocate, the paraclete, the companion walked with you in those places of truth. The spirit of truth is complicated. It's not always easy. Sometimes saying the true thing is the hardest thing to say. And what is our truth? Even when the truth is something that we rejoice in, it can be hard to say. It's hard to say and hard to hear that you are loved. Right? You might think, oh, it's nice, but then at the same time, it's really scary, because if we love one another, suddenly we aren't by ourselves. And when we aren't by ourselves, that means we have to deal with other people. And when we have to love other people, it gets really, what? Complicated. People are complicated. Amen. And loving people is a mess. Right? It is messy. Because you know what happens when we love each other? We take a huge risk. And that risk is that we will get hurt. And it's not like a far shot kind of risk. It's a pretty real, like, up close. You know? Chances are, when you love each other, when we love each other, we're going to get hurt in some way. Someone's going to say something. Someone's going to step on our toes. Someone's going to hurt us, even if they don't mean to. And where is the wisdom in that? The wisdom is in that thing that Jeremiah and I talked about in the kids' message. The thing that you know. You know, for a while you'll know things here in your head, but eventually you'll know things here in your heart. And there are things that you can know. So that even when bumping into each other in community is complicated and loving each other leads to maybe some struggles and some getting hurt, we can know in our hearts something deeper than that. Deeper than that momentary misunderstanding, deeper than the things that we've done wrong, and that is that love comes from God. What an amazing gift we are given. We have a culture of individualism. Now, this is something that has been implanted into Christianity that didn't actually come out from Christianity. It's a particularly American understanding more than anything else that has been exported throughout the world. Of individualism, the I'm in it for me. And that is not what the original communities of Christ looked at. It was all about community. Now, does it mean that we're inherently bad because we think about our own personal relationship with Christ? Of course not. But we need to also hold this reality that the community into which Christ came, the community that became Christianity, the community that we carry on to this day, is about community, not just about individuals. We, as a community, receive the Holy Spirit. We, as a community, come to understand God. Our faith in Christ leads us to a connection with Jesus. But when done well, it leads us to a connection with community in Jesus' name. It's one thing to sit at home and read your Bible, which is great. But it's another thing when that Bible grows legs, when we have the ability to go out with one another in community, owning our truth. Because if we just keep it to ourselves, how can we truly serve God? And you might think, "What? Who am I? Am I enough to do this?" Clearly, you're thinking, clearly he's not talking to me. Absolutely. We are called. And I'm telling you that you are called to serve God and to serve God in community. The Holy Spirit gives us the strength to do it. Even those of us who are introverted and shy, even those of us who are feeling so weighed down that we just can't imagine one more time stepping into a communal space, the Holy Spirit gives us the energy, gives us the strength, gives us the courage. Truth and wisdom are given to us through community. The Holy Spirit convinces us that we are enough to receive and to honor that truth and that wisdom. And I am telling you that you are enough, exactly how you are. You are enough. You were given to this world by God. And even if you are one of these people who showed up today saying, "I hope they don't talk about Father's Day," even if your dad said you aren't enough, you are enough. Even if you are grieving deeply today and you feel like, "I barely made it here," you are enough. Even if you wanted with all your heart to be a dad and never got to be, or you feel like it's impossible and it will never happen, you are enough. If you were bullied and beaten up, you are enough. If people told you that you are not enough, they lied to you. And the Holy Spirit gives you the courage to go back, either in person or just in your head, and say, "These people are lying to me. I am enough." I want to hear you say it. Come on. You are enough. You are beautiful. You are created in God's wisdom. Not a mistake, not too complicated to be loved. You and your messy humanness, you are enough. And that is the spirit of truth that God gives us. On this day, when we struggle to understand the Trinity, when we try to decide if we feel like going to all that pride stuff, when we don't know what we're doing, we are enough because we have each other, because we have community, because we are called to this thing. We are called to walk with one another, to journey with one another, to hold Christ's wisdom together communally here at MCC Tampa. This is what we are called to do. We can show the world grace and love that is unimaginable to so many. And you, as individuals, and even more powerfully, us as community, have everything we need to do it. Amen.